I'm joined by Diana El-Tahawi, Amnesty International's North Africa researcher. Diana, you've just completed research into Suez. What did you find?
Well, in fact, I've been to Suez as well as Port Said yesterday. What I found was that security forces used excessive force, and they used lethal force when it was not absolutely necessary to protect lives. It's true that some of the protesters were using violence. However, this just does not justify the reaction of the Egyptian security forces, whose actions have led to over 50 deaths during this weekend. It's quite tragic, really, that it's been 2 years since the outbreak of the 25 January Revolution. And to this day, no security official, especially on the higher levels, has been punished or held accountable for killing protesters during the revolution. And we see this being repeated again and again, the sense of impunity for police officers that they can get away with murder. The Egyptian authorities now, and particularly the president, must issue very, very clear orders and instructions that excessive force should not be used in policing demonstrations, that the security apparatus needs to be reformed to avoid these tragedies in the future.
Did the level of violence that you saw breach Egypt's own rules? Was it illegal?
Indeed, it did breach Egypt's own rules, even though they are fall short of international standards. But Egypt's own rules on policing demonstrations and using firearms is that police officers need to give audible warnings. They need to shoot in the feet, aim at the feet, to avoid casualties, particularly of bystanders. And this is not what we've seen. I mean, I've spoken to many people who participated in the protests in both Suez and Port Said, and spoke as well to families of victims, and it became clear that among the killed and injured are individuals who did not pose any threat to the security forces, who in some instances shot at random and led to a very heavy toll of casualties and further instability.
Now, the army has just been given the power of arrest, and the head of the army has talked about his concerns that the Egyptian state could collapse. How do you react to those developments?
Well, I mean, we've seen before what was happening when Egypt was under the rule of the military council, and when the military have powers of arrest, detention, and civilians being tried by military courts. This was a period of very serious human rights violations being committed with impunity, and certainly we do not want to return to that. No civilian should be tried by military courts or arrested by the army. Law enforcement needs to follow certain rules, and this kind of instability is not a justification to derogate from Egypt's human rights obligations.
Do you fear that the army is going to intervene again in Egyptian state affairs?
I mean, what I've seen again in both Suez and Port Said was that the army was present, particularly outside places where there have been violent clashes, for instance, the Port Said prison or several of the police stations. But they didn't intervene, and most protesters have pointed the fingers at police, including riot police, in terms of shooting randomly at them.
And what about the role of protesters in this? I see that Nave Pillé, the UN's top human rights official, called on both sides to show restraint and enter dialogue. Is that something you share?
Well, certainly some protesters have used violence, including throwing rocks or cocktail molotovs, and in some instances, some protesters were seen in possession of firearms. However, if we're talking about a big demonstration, there are only a few people in this big demonstration that are using these kinds of weapons. But the reaction of the security forces that we've seen is that they shoot at random without making a distinction between individuals who pose a threat of them or who might pose a threat of them and those who don't. So certainly, the fact that some protesters are are using violence does not justify the excessive and disproportionate response by the security forces. I mean, we've seen cases, for instances, where someone was driving a motorcycle and was shot from behind in the kidney and died, and this was in Suez on the 25th of January. So clearly this person was not posing an imminent threat to the security forces to justify this.
What needs to happen now to stop this kind of thing spiraling out of control?
Well, the Egyptian authorities, and particularly at the highest level of the state, need to give very clear instructions to those policing protests not to use force excessively and disproportionately, and only resort to lethal force when it is absolutely necessary to protect lives. They also need to ensure that the police and security apparatus are cleaned up. Ever since the revolution brought down Mubarak's regime, there hasn't been any really vetting system or mechanism to weed out those who have been responsible for very serious human rights violations in the past, including killing protesters. Many relatives of those killed in the revolution have told me that they see the same police officers that they were there before, that they accuse of having killed their relatives. Many of them have been acquitted by courts, allegedly for lack of evidence. Others have never even been charged or tried. Part of the reason for this is that the police itself is the body responsible for gathering evidence against itself, which clearly casts a doubt over the independence of investigations and is responsible for the fact that nobody has been punished. So unless someone is punished and the cycle of impunity is broken, we're very likely to see more instances like Suez and Port Said, where over 50 people have died in this weekend. So orders, clear recommendations for the authorities, they need to issue orders not to use force excessively. They need to clean up the security and police apparatus, and they need to bring people who have killed protesters in the past to justice. Otherwise, the police feel that they can get away with murder.
Okay, Diana, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.